It's now time to chat to the incredible Wim. Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How's your evening going?
Oh, so good, so good. It's such a pleasure to have you up here on the show, especially with your brand new single.
Yes. Yeah, we're very, very happy to be putting it out in the world today. It feels like kind of like snuck up on me, and I was like, oh yeah, okay, we're putting out a song today.
As it often happens. So would you like to just tell, like, to the unacquainted, to the non-Wim fan, who's in the band? Like, what's the band's kind of vibe?
So I'm cello. I kind of sing and kind of write the songs, like at least the lyrics of them. And then Haz is my brother. He's my twin brother. And he is just amazing on the synths. He does just... He kind of blows my mind all the time. He just makes the most amazing sounds. And Georgie is our sister, and she is just a beautiful, beautiful drummer. She's also an artist, so her drums often, I feel, come from that kind of like visual space, which is quite amazing as well.
That's so incredible. So it's kind of like a family band in ways.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I feel like in terms of the vibe of Wim, like I think us being a family band is like very kind of crucial to us making music.
Totally, because I get that a lot of your music is very raw, like very, it feels very true self, and I guess your family are the people that you can do that with the most.
Yeah, I haven't thought about it in that way exactly, but I think that probably is true, like especially if you feel very, I guess, raw, like bringing some music, you know, say if I bring that like songs to Georgie and Hazzy, I do feel like I can trust them with anything. So I think that really does probably come through with being able to have that trust.
Oh, that's so wonderful. So this new track, One Is Always Heading Somewhere, tell us what it's about.
So the song today is actually this one called Sometimes, and the album is One Is Always Heading Somewhere. So the song today... I kind of like wrote the lyrics for that song just over a year ago, and it's hard to speak to the songs without, you know, like just letting the songs speak for themselves. But I think the song, I think it came kind of as a moment of I guess like a closing to a period that was like not great for me. So I think this song felt like a real gift to me because I think it kind of just came out of nowhere, it felt, and then it was just ready to be made. So that, yeah, it felt like a real blessing, I guess.
100%. It's so, it must be such a relief to you to kind of have an artistic outlet for like, that was a bad time, let it out, let it go.
Yeah, totally. And like, it is funny just to, I guess you can kind of just hear back on like what song marks which era. So that is actually quite nice. Just to, it's like, I do feel like a lot of Wim songs are almost like a diary for me. So they really mark a period of time quite specifically.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so excited for you. And the brand new album, One Is Always Heading Somewhere, that one, that is coming out March 14th.
Yes. Yeah. That was also another like, shock today. I was like, oh, okay, that's also being announced. So yes, really, really, really looking forward to putting the album out in the world. Like, I feel like it's one of those things where you're kind of working on something, you know, for a long time, but it's kind of private. So which is weird. So it's nice to finally be sharing what we've been working on for a while now.
It must be. I mean, I've been a massive fan of you since I first heard you up here at the B. So it's just really wonderful to know that there is music on the way.
That's so nice to hear. Yeah, that's lovely because, yeah, it does feel like you're making music in a room alone. You're like, okay, it's nice to actually reach some people.
Oh, it so must be. So we're going to listen to this new track. Are you guys going to be touring next year?
We will, yes. We've just been kind of talking about that over the last week, just thinking of, yeah, I think we want to put something together very special, so we'll be trying to do that.
Yay! Oh, so exciting. And thank you so much, Shallow, for chatting to me, and we are just so excited for the rest of your music.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on here.
Thank you. A massive thank you to Cello of Worm for coming up and having a little chat about their new single, Sometimes, that we just listened to. Isn't that, it's just breathtaking. I have been a Worm stan for quite some time, and I will continue to be. So do mark your calendars. March, I believe it's March 14th, is coming up for their new album, which is so exciting. Yeah, so massive thank you. And yeah, go stream it everywhere. We got some Tuseka coming up. I think we're going to take this to Funky Town, people. Can't help myself.